Hey, very excited to chat to our next guest because he's the man of the moment. The Twitter hashtag has been trending this week. Monday 300, it just rolls off the tongue, doesn't it? We're building up to a big game on Saturday night. Fremantle and the Western Bulldogs, and it will be David Mundy's 300th game, just the second player from a West Australian club to reach that milestone, and he joined us on the line now. David, congratulations. A couple of days into the week, how's the build-up been?
Yeah, g'day guys. Thanks for having me. The week's been crazy, to be honest. It all really kicked off immediately post the GWS win celebrations, and it hasn't ceased up yet. So we had open training session this morning, and the fans came out in droves, and the Monday 300 thing's getting a good run by the boys in the club as well. So it's been absolutely crazy.
Is that something that you came up with, the hashtag Monday 300?
No, I didn't, but Bally actually had great pleasure in telling me about it last week, so it might be his brainchild.
Bally coming up with a good idea, I like that. Now, what about the journey? You come over as a very young kid. What was it like? And when you came over, did you think that you'd stay here for the entirety of your career?
At the time, I hadn't really thought about my career aspirations. I was obviously just caught up in the hype of being drafted to an AFL team, and initially I came over with a lot of other Vic Country boys, so the initial adjustment wasn't too bad. But then once the hard work really kicks in during the season and the pre-seasons, and they obviously didn't get home much my first year playing all that year in the Waffle, all that homesickness and missing mates and birthdays and things like that kicks in a little bit. But from 2005 onwards, I've been really fortunate to have played a lot of games, obviously, and been really consistent. And so getting back to Melbourne for games, being able to see friends and family around that has really offset a lot of that that homesickness kind of feeling. So I've been very fortunate to have hung around for so long and been at a great club like Fremantle. It's been really enjoyable.
Did you ever have a think about going back home after being at Fremantle? And there were some tough years, particularly in your early days.
Yeah, it was always a consideration and something that I weighed up with due consideration with myself and my family and my wife. And we had always decided, obviously, that Fremantle was the best place for me to become the best player and person that I could be. And certainly looking back on it, we hold no regrets about staying in WA. We have a really good family network over here as well, and really grounded and settled some pretty deep roots over here. So we've certainly enjoyed our time over here.
300 games is a hell of a lot of games. Across that time, what have you noticed in the AFL, both off field but also on the field, with the way that the game has progressed and changed?
Yeah, I was considering this yesterday, and if I thought back to how the game was played when I first started, I honestly couldn't really tell you how it was. We're so focused on the now and trying to exploit the rules as best we can, within the fairness of the game, and trying to get an edge with game plans and execution and things like that. It's the past in terms of how the game was played is an absolute blur. But one thing that has really taken huge leaps forward is the emphasis and the energy and resources that have been put in by the AFL and Fremantle and the AFLPA to get players really driven off field and engage in something meaningful that will help set up their lives away from football. Not everyone is obviously as fortunate as some of us to have played for a really long time, but regardless of how long you play, there's a long working life post-football, so there's a lot of effort and energy going into that, which is great.
You've been studying for quite some time, haven't you? How long has it taken you to... You've just finished your degree, is that right? Marine biology?
Yeah, so I graduated earlier in the year, and it took me 8 or 9 years to kind of get through it, studying part-time. So, marine biology at Murdoch, which was... a huge relief to have gotten through and have done quite well in it. So I'm very proud of that fact.
You're a very private person, and I think that's admired from everybody within the football community, all the supporters of Fremantle, that you've kept a reasonable low profile across that time. Tell us a bit more about the Dave Mundy that we might not know. What do you enjoy doing away from the footy field?
Oh, well, Hayes, as you quite well know, mate, I'm inundated with a young family at the moment, so there's a lot of school drop-offs and pick-ups where I see you occasionally. But at the moment, I've obviously graduated from uni, but I'm studying an honours research project through Murdoch with some abalone growth down south, which is really great. And outside of that, football and family, there's not a whole lot of time left, to be honest. It's all consuming.
What about the kids? You mentioned them. Do they have a grasp of the magnitude of what their father's doing at the moment?
They're starting to understand a little bit about, Dad plays for the Dockers and we're all Dockers and all that kind of stuff. And it's actually quite nice now when we leave games at Optus Stadium, particularly after we've won and they've been in the rooms and we sing the song. The whole ride home, they're singing the Fremantle Dockers song to the point where we're putting them in bed and they're still singing it for 15 minutes and we're yelling out to go to sleep. So, I think they kind of understand it a little bit more, but, certainly not to the extent that they probably will in the future.
Are they excited about running out with you on the weekend?
Yeah, well, again, Hayes could probably attest to this, but our two boys are really energetic, active children, to put it nicely. And so they'll be chomping at the bit to run out, I reckon.
Captaincy, Dave, for 1 year, and what was a very tough year for the footy club, and then Nat Fyfe obviously taking over. How difficult or easy was that period of your life in footy?
It was obviously a difficult time for all of us involved at the football club. We 2015 was obviously a pretty successful year with a poor ending. And 2016 really picked up from that poor ending right from the start, unfortunately. So, it was a really disappointing way to kind of see out Matthew Pavlich as well. But, being elected that year as captain, I was really proud and really honoured and still am to have led the club for a year. But in my time here, the process to elect a captain has been the same. The players do it, and I have a high level of respect for that process. And at the end, or at the start of 2017, the process elected Nathan, which is the way that it all went. So certainly don't hold any grudges or any anger or frustration or disappointment around that. It's a part of the process, and a beauty of that has been I've seen Nathan really grow from his time at the very beginning of his career to where he's at now. His trajectory of leadership growth and personal growth is really huge. So I'm really looking forward to seeing that continue.
Knowing your personality, you'd be very happy with the 300-game milestone, but you'd be more thrilled with where the club is heading, given the result on the weekend. I imagine that would be up there with one of the biggest results Fremantle's achieved away from home in your time.
Yeah, and I think reflected in the gusto the song was sung with after the win, it's probably one of our best wins for a number of years now, and I think the playing group was really aware of the challenges that we were facing, both with our own away form in the last couple of years and our last couple of attempts, but with the quality of the opponent that we were facing and the way that we played and the way we ran out the game and really executed right until the end is something that we've been striving for a long time and something that we've seen in little bits and pieces, but I think we put it together for longer and more consistently over the weekend. So our challenge as a young group is to continue that, which is obviously a little bit easier at home, but once the travel component comes into it and the length of the season comes into it, there are another couple of challenges we'll have to kind of overcome, but certainly I think we're laying a really good foundation for game plan and personnel and getting minutes into young guys in the last couple of years. I think we're seeing them really grow within our system and flourish in the understanding of what they can produce.
Testament to your greatness is you made it as a halfback. You then moved into the midfield. Then you become a forward, a very good forward, I must admit, over the last couple of seasons. But back into the midfield now, and on the weekend, in particular in the last quarter, the centre-bound structure was brilliant. How beneficial has the new rules been for you and guys like Nathan Fyfe with the extra space around those centre-bounces?
Yeah, I think we're seeing, for us and across the league, we're seeing a lot more of a clean exit at the front of a centre-square bounce. So you're able to get a little bit closer to your forwards before you have to release the ball, but you're also exiting under a little bit less pressure. Certainly that's not all the time, but we're seeing more evidence of that, I think. And I think on the weekend we did it really well, and round one we did it really well as well. But teams are adjusting and manipulating how they go about things and recognising trends of what teams are good at. So though we've been okay at it a couple of times, we continually have to adjust and alter our game plan. But when those really clean exits come off, it's obviously really nice if it's for us, and it's really disappointing when the opposition get one.
Last one from me. The club record of Matthew Pavlich's, is it in your sights?
Possibly, but I'm not aware if this is public knowledge, but Fremantle have a club policy. If anyone gets the 351, they're immediately delisted. can't go past the great man.
can understand that policy being in effect as well. David, just quickly, your longevity, you and Pav now the only two players from a WA club to make it to that 300 game. Have you got a secret as to why you've been able to play for so long and so consistently?
Not really a secret. I think it's equal parts luck and a little bit of genetics and preparation and recovery. Certainly we're well managed now in the sports science areas in all facets, both in our preparation phase through pre-season and within trainings and in the recovery phase, and especially off the back of flights, which really knocks us around a little bit. But, I just try and work as hard as I can, try and recover as well as I can, and throwing a little dumb luck in there, and I've avoided any serious really injuries, so I'm very fortunate for that. So thank you, Mum and Dad, for some good genetics, I guess.
We've done exceptionally well. Now Eddie Betts's 300th turned into an extravaganza. Have you got a goal like Eddie kicked in you somewhere for the weekend?
Yeah, 300s aren't that hard, Eddie says. He kicks six and freak from the boundary, but no, I'll be happy to get through scathed and get a few kicks, and the win will do me.
Brilliant. Well, we're looking forward to seeing that. We wish you all the best for your 300th game. Congratulations, David, and thank you very much for your time.
Cheers. Thanks, guys.